these grievances are about the conditions of living in the camp and issues about delayed payment of daily subsistence allowance that the mission did not pay at the time for administrative purposes. So that was the situation. And the outcome of the discussion was that the 30 soldiers are to return to their camp.
And what are the living conditions for these peacekeepers in the north of Mali?
Let's start talking about Agilac. Agilac is a remote location. The conditions are very harsh. There is no infrastructure. The road leading to Agilac is quite an insecure one, which limited actually our ability to provide all necessary items to ensure the setup of a camp that provides decent conditions of living in Agilac. They were complaining specifically about the lack of proper accommodation, lack of air conditioning, delays in delivery of food items, and things of this nature. So, and of course, they were complaining about the fact that there were delays in their whatever money is due for them from the UN and also from the Chadian government, because we pay DSA and the government pays the salaries. So on the salaries, we already fixed this situation, which was due to administrative considerations. As for the accommodations, we already delivered yesterday and today tents to the place, and in Agilac. We will start in the coming days the construction of permanent accommodations.
Did they give warning that they might desert?
I saw the media talking about desertion and talking about mutiny. The fact of the matter is that these 30 soldiers decided to bring this issue to the attention of the decision makers. So I would not call it mutiny. I would not call it desertion. The bottom line is that their grievances were voiced. Maybe they should have acted differently, but they were brought finally to the attention of everybody.